Hi, this is Bookieman, and you're listening to Wrestle Horror Show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror. Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here. Happy Halloween from Wrestle Horror. I couldn't do it without my partner, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, what is going on?
Oh man, there is a lot going on and I am exhausted. I don't remember being this tired in a long time.
So I know there's a little bit of exciting news going on. It's been it was kind of, so it ended up on Facebook anyway.
So, yeah.
We're excited. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Yeah. Like I said, you know, as everybody knows, I had to have an emergency appendix surgery. So I kind of been off of work. And so in the time that I've had off of work, or I've been on restrictions where I can't lift nothing or anything, I just kind of started reaching out to my contacts and seeing, you know, working my, you know, businesses, seeing what I can make happen. And, you know, as everybody knows, you know, I've been in talks with Obetz, you know, they know now, they didn't know until then, but I've been in talk with Obetz about doing a haunt with them and stuff. And they've been showing interest. They were, you know, very impressed with the Zucchini Fest with the New Ohio Wrestling event and all that. So they want to continue with that, obviously. And as we talked about before, but yeah, they have basically contracted us in to come in and help them with their haunt. They do it's like a little festival type thing where they have like a trunk or treat for the kids, where they hand out candy bags, and then they have like food trucks, and they have, you know, like a costume contest and like all kind of neat things. And they have it decorated for Halloween, but they also have a little haunt that they do, and it's free. So, you know, they've contracted us to come in and help them build that, because they've done it themselves, like just the city workers only, like the last 3 or 4 years they've done it. And, you know, none of them have like, you know, good haunt experience or whatever. They're just trying to, you know, they're just trying to put something together what they think would be fun. And, you know, they've actually done pretty good job for not, you know, having knowledge of the haunt industry. So, you know, they've, you know, like I said, we were talking, they found out about, you know, us doing the trail and us being friends with people like Meat Hook Jim and, you know, stuff like that, that knows what they're doing. And so, yeah, they've contracted us in and we've been working on the haunt with them. I partnered with Mike Newsom, and you know, a lot of people know him. He's built home haunts. He's been in the haunt industry for many years, you know, over a decade, and one of the best, you know, haunters I know. You know, he gets in there and gets after it. So, yeah. So we've been working with that, and that's coming up this Friday, the 29th, and it's Fortress Fright Night is what they're calling it, and it's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Obetz Fortress. And again, it's a free haunt, and, you know, we're excited to be a part of it. And it's opened up a door that I wasn't, you know, expecting to open up. So, we're excited for that.
Definitely. You know, when this landed in your lap, I mean, what was going through your mind?
Oh, crap, pretty much, but not that word. You know, I'm trying to keep it PG today. Usually I let a cuss word slip, but I'm trying to keep it PG. But yeah, I was excited and nervous at the same time, because, you know, I've seen how much work the trail was when we did the trail in Grove City. And literally this just happened probably 3 to 4 weeks ago. And so we were probably only given 3 to 4 weeks to build a haunt complete from scratch. And it's at the Fortress football stadium. So it's underneath the bleachers. So it's a huge, huge area, which, you know, normally if you do it the right way and make it look as good as possible, you're probably talking 3 months, 4 months, you know, of steady work to get it built. And we're trying to put it together in 3 to 4 weeks, just so, you know, so people, you know, can have something to, you know, go through. So, you know, it's not going to be high quality, you know, it's not going to be like a Carnage or anything like that, but it's definitely going to be fun. We got a lot of cool ideas. We got a lot of cool props. We got a great actor staff we're putting together. So it's definitely going to be a lot of fun and worth it. But we just wish we had had more time. That's the good thing about that. So yeah, I was definitely nervous about how we're going to pull this off. And then, you know, I've worked under government contracts for like, you know, I worked with them with New Ohio Wrestling. And then I've worked with the Arnold, and I worked with the State Fair for wrestling, but I've never did a government contract for haunting. And they do things differently, like haunters do. Cause like in haunting, we say, you know, hey, we're going to pay you, you know, $50 a night, or, you know, if you do makeup, we'll pay you $100 for makeup, you know, your makeup skills and supplies or whatever, you know, we just name a price. And then, you know, but they don't do it that way. They have to have hourly rates. They have to have, you know, estimated time of hours work, you know, what all you're bringing to the table, like design skills, building skills, you know, what we're charging for design, what we're charging to build, all these different structures. And I'm like, all right, I was like, it's a little out of my league here. So I've been learning that process as we go on along. So nervousness and excitement because of what's to come. Mm-hmm. And we've already talked about future, because they're only doing it for one night now. It's only been like a one night haunt, just like a little Halloween, big Halloween bash that they do type of thing. But they've shown interest in doing it longer, like taking it to a month or a month and a half. And actually, instead of it being a free haunt, they've even considered making an actual full blown professional haunt to where it's, you know, a for profit haunt. You know, and I've been talking to them about the possibilities, you know, with the assets they have and stuff like that, about, you know, how profitable it could be for them. And I've, you know, kind of filled, you know, opened their eyes on that. So, right. So there's, you know, they're definitely interested in talking about that. So, you know, like I said, they've already said they want us to come back next year, you know, no matter how this one goes, even though we're on short notice and crunch time. You know, we're going to do what we can and make it work. It's going to be fun regardless. And then we can start fresh, you know, and have, you know, start fresh next year and plan. They've already want us to come back for next year's, and they want to basically hand us the ball and let us run with it. So, you know, it's fun for me because it's like my second chance at the trail. And it's fun for Mike. Mike is excited about it because, like I said, he used to have his Apocalypse Home haunt. You know, we built a haunt for him at the South High Drive-In, did that for a couple weekends, you know, many years ago. So he's getting, you know, now he's back into the, you know, building haunt game and stuff. And so he's excited for it as well. So next year's, it should be a lot better because we're going to have, you know, a ton more time to prepare. You know, they're willing to open up their checkbook a little bit and invest in some props and some stuff that we need that's going to make it nice. So it's going to be exciting. So, you know, look for things from, you know, the city of Obetz with their haunting. You know, they're trying to get into the game, or considering getting into the game. So we're going to see how it goes and take off with it.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they have any idea that there are props out there that cost $20,000?
They do now, because I've told them and Mike's told them. But I mean, they have looked at props, because they, you know, they knew about Fright Props, and that's where they buy some of their stuff. And then, like, when they're in a crunch, you know, they go to Spirit and buy, you know, whatever they can, just whenever they're short on time. But so they have looked at stuff like that. So, you know, yeah, we did open their eyes when we was talking Transworld. And explained that, you know, there's actually haunt owners that go there and spend five and six figures and placing orders for props. So, they know what they're walking into. They know what the cost is. And I've explained that, like I kind of hinted to them about, you know, Carnage and, you know, how much money they've invested, and that it's not, you know, a cheap industry. That haunting, like, right. Whether people believe it or not, haunting can get really expensive. So,
Yes, it can.
Oh yeah. So they're aware, and you know, that's what's great about this is they're, you know, they love, you know, providing stuff for the city of Obetz and their people, and they're willing to open up the checkbook a little bit and you know, put a little more effort into their haunt game. So and you know, it just kind of worked out because, you know, I live in Obetz and I'm literally three streets over from where the haunt's going to be. So, you know, I got my wrestling there. and I got my horror there. So Wrestle Horror is basically, you know, taking over Obetz, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah. So, so we're excited, you know, so, you know, we're going to have a wrestling relationship with them. Now we're going to have a haunt relationship with them, and we're pumped, you know, we're excited. We're going to run with it and see where it takes us.
Now, rumor has it that you convinced somebody to come out of retirement, at least for one night.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I don't know who that guy might be. I mean, I know he carries like a meat hook or something like that, or yeah, he's something like that, I've heard, but yeah, he's supposed to be there.
So I heard. I don't know if I'm going to regret this or not, but yeah.
I'm gonna make your ass work. You better believe it.
That's what I ain't coming.
Yeah. No, it should be fun, because like I said, Obetz, you know, their events they pull off, they usually bring in really good numbers, and just for the alone, this one event that they do, it usually brings in 7,000 to 8,000 people just for that one night for 3 hours. And so even if you play the averages, you know, if you got a 7,000 or 8,000 people crowd, you can expect at least 1,000 to maybe 3,000 people coming through the haunt too.
So that's a fair assumption, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's gonna be a fun, busy night, and we're pumped about it. And like I said, you know, we were kind of handed the ball on short notice and told us to run with it. So we're gonna just put together, do what we can, and see what happens. You know, like I said, even if it's just a whole maze of black walls, we're gonna scare people, and it doesn't matter. And you know, the great thing about it is, you know, we're getting a lot of support from people in the haunt industry. You know, other haunters are stepping up and showing interest and helping out. And actually, Mia Carnage, she's actually donated some props for us to use that they weren't using. And you know, she knows that, you know, I'm not going to be working for Carnage that night, and that I've had to skip some nights because I've been at the Obetz haunt working, and I have like their 100% full support. So, I mean, that's awesome that, you know, because a lot of haunt people wouldn't do that. A lot of haunt people would be bitter and, you know, say, well, screw you. If you're going to do that, then you can't be with us, you know, because that's out there just like with wrestling, you know. But, yeah, they've been more than open about it and more than supportive. And it just shows that, I picked the right group to start working with here when it comes to Carnage. And so, yeah, and they, you know, like I've had many of their people say, you know, if I need their help with building or setting up or whatever, you know, just to let them know, and they'll try to get out there and help. And, you know, even though I know they won't be able to act that night because they'll be working at Carnage, you know, which I would never ask them to not work at Carnage and come there anyways, because, you know, but yeah, we're getting full support from, you know, a lot of good people, and even people that's kind of in limbo. I mean, we got a lot of, I'm not going to let any cats out of the bag or stir the pot or start rumor mill, but we got a lot of surprises coming starting next year for this haunt. And people are going to be really surprised when they hear it and see it. And they're going to be very pleased when they see it and hear it. So yeah, like I said, we're trying to put together a good plan, a good concept, and we're going to work hard at it. And, you know, like I said, I'm still a Carnage guy, you know, I'm still there. I've been there. If you can tell, my voice is kind of raspy. So I've been there the last two nights. I'm going to be there again tonight. And then all next weekend, except for the 29th, of course, you know, but yeah. So, I mean, I'm exhausted. I don't have much left in the tank, so I need to get this week over with so I can rest and recuperate. And so, like I said, it's a lot of fun, a lot of exciting things coming. You know, like I said, we're not letting the cat out of the bag on anything. We've actually been talking to Obetz about taking a trip to Trans World and Midwest Haunters to, you know, to help them learn what the industry is about and to show them, you know, like you said, the big price tags to, you know, so, you know, to warn them ahead of time so they don't have sticker shock. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's going to be a nice project, and we're looking forward to jumping in with both feet and trying to make something happen out of it.
Telling me want a hearse.
A hearse? Yeah, there you go. That'd be cool.
Tell them you need a hearse.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they could find an old one somewhere. I guess they already got like a spot with a bunch of old junk cars. And I guess the last year's haunt, they had a truck or something there, and they were just, it was like an old beater, and like their actors were literally like, it was like a purge scene, and their actors were literally like jumping on this car and just smashing it with bats and hammers and just beating the shit out of it. Oh, there I went. I said the S word. I was trying to keep it clean with just beating the crap out of it and all that. But yeah, so I mean, they've got a, yeah, it's a city, you know, so city has oddball stuff, you know, laying around that they have to keep. So they have access to things that, you know, normal haunts don't. So it could be interesting.
You know, they've got I forget which manufacturer, but they go to Trans World, and they've got a hearse that a huge Reaper pops up out of it, opens the top, and this huge Reaper comes out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Last time I looked at the price tag, it was about $25,000.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure they'll be interested in looking at it. Cause like I said, they seem pretty excited when we was telling them about everything and
idea. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah.
The last,
what is it?
You got to get a Last Ride coffin ride.
Oh yeah. The Last Ride. Yeah. I was actually watching a video on that a couple weeks ago. I was like, hey, that's kind of neat.
You can buy one of those used for not too much money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, we'll definitely, and that's the thing about working with Mike. He's constantly looking at videos and looking at props and ideas and rooms and, yeah, you know, like I say, my phone's constantly going off with Facebook messages and links and check this out. This would be cool. This would be cool. And I'm like, yeah, like put it down on the list. We'll start figuring it out. It's like, so that's a great thing about Mike is he's so enthusiastic about it.
I'm so jealous. I want to be up there with you guys all the time doing this.
It's going to be fun. I keep telling you, Chris, you guys got to pack it up and move up here.
Well, that means I'd have to transfer to another branch and I wouldn't be doing that big contract.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, you want to hang on to that.
Yeah.
Maybe one day, maybe we can get like a private jet and just fly in. I'll call Vince and tell him we need the jet.
send a Learjet. I can fly out of the Butler Regional Airport.
There you go. Have you here in 15 minutes.
Right. I'll just parachute out.
Right. Yeah, so I mean that's kind of what's going on with it. And then again, you know, like I said, it's the 29th at Obed's Fortress from 6 to 9. You know, bring the kids. It's not a kid friendly haunt like it used to be. I mean, their first couple of years they did it strictly kid friendly, and then they kind of loosened up the reins after that. And then this year they just said, you know, get after them. You know, and you know, of course we're keeping it clean. You know, we're sticking with our new Ohio wrestling theory of family friendly. You know, it's going to be gory and haunty and all that stuff, but it's not going to be vulgar. It's not. We're not going to be cussing. You know, not be grabbing people. None of that crap. But
Meat Hook Jim.
Yep.
We'll disobey the orders.
But they said to go all out, have fun. So we're letting them know ahead of time it's not going to be made for kids. So that the kids are more than welcome to come through with an adult. But you know, if they come through, we're going to get them. We're not going to let up.
They are fair game.
That's right.
You want to bring your kid in, then they are fair game. And don't you dare get mad at me for scaring your kid.
All right. Yeah, we got a couple good ones last night at Carnage, and one of them the dad had to literally pick him up like from behind and carry him out. And he was like, he didn't want to go through this one section at the end. So he had to like literally lift him on the ground, and the kid was like bicycle kicking through the curtains to get out. I was like, good Lord, man. It was funny. But yeah, so like I said, we're excited. You know, the possibilities of what it could turn into is phenomenal and could be big, you know, could be huge. And then, like I said, some things we got cooking on the back burner and some surprises we're going to be releasing, you know, later on next year, you know, we'll open some eyes, I'm sure. So, yeah, we're, like I said, we're pumped and, you know, want to see everybody that can make it out this year. And then, you know, if not, then be prepared for next year because we're going to be coming again.
I will obviously offer my services as an actor trainer.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's a good thing. Like the Obet's employees, you know, with the builders and even like the administrative staff, you know, they're like really into it too. They all enjoy it. They all think it's fun. And so their staff's going to be involved. So, you know, some more training for them is always good. You know, even more training for us, we can never stop learning. So, yeah. So yeah, the actor training is great and definitely something that will be needed for sure.
Did 2020 take its toll on your fitness? Well, body slam the pandemic and get back in shape with WrestleFit. This innovative program combines all the fitness regimens you'll need to reach your goals. The WrestleFit workout will bring strength training, cardio, and the world of professional wrestling together in a fun, new, and exciting way. Have yourself a blast working out with dumbbells, kettlebells, slam balls, ropes, tires, and an 18-foot full-size wrestling ring. The WrestleFit workout isn't just for pro wrestlers. The WrestleFit workout is for everybody. At the Now Training Center, you can pursue your fitness goals and learn how to train like a professional wrestler without all the bumps, bruises, and slams with the WrestleFit workout. Go to www.newohiowrestling.com/training for more information or stop by the Now Training Center at 625 Eastgate Parkway, Blacklick, Ohio, 43004, Unit 6137.
I want to be able to contribute at least somehow.
Oh yeah. Oh, you'll be there. Just your presence alone will be there. Be enough.
Oh yeah. No, give me the big head now. Jeez.
Right. See, I know how to suck up when I need to.
Only thing I haven't figured out is which character I'm bringing with me on Friday.
Yeah.
I could be. Well, no, it's family friendly. I better not go as Kings.
Oh yeah.
Because Kinks is rude, crude, and socially unacceptable.
Oh yeah. He's not politically correct.
No, she is not politically correct. Yeah. My female clown character.
Nice.
I think I would scare people, which might not be a bad idea, but
all right. I think I would bring her, and just in case, we'll see what the mood is that night and go from there.
Plan on bringing at least two.
Yeah.
I probably know which two they're going to be too. It's probably going to be Meat Hook Jim and Crazy Lenny.
There you go. Gonna be fun. Yeah.
Even though Lenny doesn't have his straight jacket anymore, he can still have fun.
Oh yeah. And we can figure something out. Yeah. And speaking of like doing the next year stuff, I forgot to mention this. Like I said, they basically want, I mean, they're helping with building. They have like their city team is phenomenal at building haunts. I've been so impressed watching them. And because I was kind of iffy, like, you know, they know how to build stuff. They know how to put stuff together. And like, you know, like I mentioned to you off air, you know, I watched one of their builders build a complete bridge, you know, like a little mini bridge. And, with, you know, and it does stuff, you know, it has pneumatics, has airlines, air, you know, compressor. And I seen him put this whole complete bridge from scratch together and build the wood and everything in like 2 hours. So, I mean, everything I've asked, they've built in no time flat. So these guys are phenomenal at building. And, so I'd been in talks, you know, like I said, with them for next year and stuff. And they already said they want us to take over their haunt. Basically they want to like hand us the haunt and just let us run with it because it takes pressure off of them and stuff that they have to do. So they want to, like, they're going to be handling the building and, you know, I'm going to oversee it and all that, which is, you know, fine, because like I said, they're fantastic. And like a lot of time they've been saying, hey, we're thinking about doing this, and I'm just like, yeah, that sounds great to me, go ahead, you know. So they've been real easy to work with. But yeah, they want me to take over the complete of staffing of the haunt, so to speak. So, you know, I'm going to start creating, I've already got a group page. So I'm going to start working on building an actor group, you know, for the Obetz haunt and stuff like that. And, you know, if you want to work the Obetz haunt, because as of right now, it's just one night, but they're considering moving, you know, making more nights. And then, you know, like I said, you know, I work with Carnage. So yeah, if you do the Obetz haunt and you want to do some more, you can get in with Carnage and stuff, you know. So we're going to start working on creating an actor group, you know, just try to, yeah, I don't want to say like a traveling haunt actor group, like, you know, like Maul or anything like that, because that's really not what it is. It's just a basically a collective group of like-minded haunters, you know, where no drama, you know, we're there for the art and the art of haunting, you know, we're there to have fun and we're there to make money. You know, that's one thing about haunting. You know, I've done most of my haunting's been done for free. And A, because I wanted to learn, and B, because I really didn't care about the money because I had fun doing it, you know, just like most everybody else. But, you know, me and Mike's talked about it and, you know, others, and we're at the point now where, you know, doing haunting for free just isn't as appealing anymore because, you know, we have families, we have, you know, expenses, time away from our family, time, like one of the time I spent doing haunting, you know, I could be doing stuff with my other businesses, you know, earning income. So we've kind of come to this consensus that our time doing haunting for free is pretty much done. We want to start getting paid for what we're doing. So that's why, you know, is another thing that's appealing about this Obeth's Haunt is they're more than willing to pay and help out. And so, you know, we're paying our actors. There's no, you know, we're not going to do like volunteer stuff. I mean, if organizations want to send volunteers just because they want to come play, that's obviously, that's fine. But for our main group of actors, they're going to be paid. They're going to be taken care of. You know, we're not going to shortchange anybody. We're going to pay them what they're worth and make it fun. So, you know, like I said, we're going to be putting this haunt actor group together. I don't know all the details yet because, like I said, this is all fresh and new. And we actually just talked about this probably 2 to 3 days ago. So I got to get my game plan on that together. So, you know, if you're interested and you're in the Columbus area or surrounding area or willing to travel, you know, get a hold of me and we'll get this group going. And that way we'll have Obeth's fully staffed and we could also help other haunts in the area. You know, if they need actors or whatever, they could reach out to us and, you know, we could say, hey, this haunt needs X amount of actors. Who wants to do it? You know, so I think it's kind of neat.
Cool. Sounds like a plan. It's more of a booking service, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that. Yeah. Kind of like a booking service. Like we have a collective group of haunters that are, you know, open for work and, you know, basically we're the middlemen, you know, like we're going to be staffing Obeth's Haunt. And then, you know, like I said, if Carnage reaches out and, you know, says, hey, we need like 6 people, then I can just throw it out there to, you know, our group and say, hey, that we need 6 people for Carnage, who's in or who can do it, you know, just kind of like that thing, you know, and then, you know, kind of be the middleman or whatever.
Well, sure. Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And like I said, you know, in the long run, it'll help us out because we'll ensure that we have plenty of actors for the Obeth's thing, which is, you know, the whole purpose of it, which is what they're putting, you know, in our lap and wanting us to run with it. So, you know, I think it's a good idea to kind of, you know, do that because I know, I mean, across the country at haunt actors are, you know, in high demand this year. There, you know, a lot of people are having trouble staffing. I think you mentioned or somebody mentioned that there was even a haunt that closed down because they couldn't staff their haunt. So yeah, so like I said, it's been an issue and I have a feeling it's going to be a continuing issue. So yeah, if we could build a collective group of actors to where we can ensure that we're staffed and other people can get staffed, then I think that'd be a win-win for everybody.
Sure. I agree with you there. I think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. So with that being said, you know, like I said, I'm still with Carnage and, you know, they got, next weekend is the final weekend, haunt weekend, you know, Halloween weekend, I should say. And they're open Thursday and Sunday from 7 to 10 and Friday and Saturday from 7 to midnight. And it's a ton of fun. The haunt's fantastic. We've had a lot of great actors in there. There was a guy in there last night that I seen that he was one of the zombies in the graveyard. And this dude was like flooring people. And he actually got the haunter of the night and he got the free contacts because they give away a pair of contacts at the end of every night. And yeah, he was just amazing. He was making sounds I'd never heard before. And they sounded just like you'd watching The Walking Dead. And he's like 6'4". He's a big kid, you know, and he was phenomenal. So, I mean, yeah, they've got some great actors out there. And so, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you want us to come at you, come see us, you know, we'll get it.
You know, I haven't been through. I mean, circumstances have changed for me this October and all of my plans went south.
Right, yeah.
I had planned on doing a lot more, including going to a convention. and up to Cedar Point to see Midnight Syndicate again. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, my wife had a health scare that had us concerned until the testing came back, which I'm happy to report was negative all around.
Absolutely.
And then just a day or so later, a drunk driver plowed into her car. She wasn't in the car. She was in the house by 5 minutes, but destroyed her car. So now we're having to deal with that as well. So that's just put everything on the back burner for us.
Yeah, I said, totally understandable. I saw the pictures of that car and I immediately got nervous. Like, oh my God, I hope she wasn't in that thing. I mean, that thing was freaking destroyed.
Yes, it was. And very much so. The guy hit it so hard, it ended up two doors down in my neighbor's yard.
Freaking drunk drivers. Don't drink and drive, you assholes.
And on top of that, he tried to run away, not drive away. He tried to run away. But my neighbor found him cowering in a bush. So we were able to get his insurance and information, everything, which has been turned over to our insurance company. But, right. You know, it's going to be the whole thing about the payout and replacing your car. And it's just like, why couldn't this have been in November?
Right. Yeah. After all the stuff was over. It should have been never, because he shouldn't have been drinking and driving. but yeah, why'd it have to be haunt season, right?
Exactly. I mean, I've barely done anything. I've just got a few decorations up in the yard. Of course, my living room looks like Halloween year round, but
right.
but I've only got a few decorations out there, and I've got a digital decoration in my window, which I'm really proud of. I like watching that because it's cool and creepy looking when it's at nighttime and you look up at my window and you see ghosts floating across it or skeletons and things like that. It's really cool.
Nice.
So, you know, I really, I say that you dragged me out of retirement, but I jumped at the chance to come and at least do something this season when you asked me if I would. So,
oh yeah. Even if it's just one time, you know, you got to do it just once, I guess, in a season.
Right, right. I was just resigned myself that nothing was going to happen, you know, because everything that happened in October, that just it was demoralizing. I mean, I'll be the first person to admit that. It's like,
oh, absolutely, yeah. Especially with the big health scare like that, you know, that'll take the wind out of your sails in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and I have just not been myself at all this month. I mean, I don't feel like I normally do in October. Put on a good front,
right? smile and keep going, huh?
I do. I you know, that's part of being an actor.
Yep. We'll change that next weekend, one way or the other.
I'm looking forward to it to kind of take my mind off of everything that's happened. And I mean, I'm relieved. You know, it's kind of a dual-edged sword, because a huge amount of relief after confirming that everything was negative, but then there's the pressure of now having to replace a car.
Right. Mm-hmm. You
know? So, you know, hopefully next October I'll be back to my normal cranky old self. And
there you go. Be like, I hate everything. I hate Christmas. I hate cold weather.
I'm tired of cold weather, I'll tell you that.
Already, huh?
Well, I've been here long enough. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
14 years and I hate cold weather.
Right.
But I hate being in Florida in the summer, because you do nothing but you walk out the door and you're instantly soaked because of the humidity.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. So we need to find a common balance. We need to find somewhere where it's 75 year round.
Exactly. In the Caribbean, Mon.
Yeah.
But anyway, what else is going on?
Well, that's pretty much it. If that wasn't enough on the haunt side. So like I said, we're going to be the haunt business is going to be picking up for us. And like I said, we're going to be busy with that starting pretty much year round from here on out. And on the wrestling side, we can switch it over to the wrestling side. Our gym shows or our training center shows, we've kind of put on hold because it's our first time being in the facility. I'll just be completely transparent. It's our first time being in a facility and we don't know how good the heaters are going to heat it. heat the building. So we don't want to plan events and then people come in and it'd be like 30 degrees and completely freezing in there. So, and we can't bring in like gas, you know, propane heaters or diesel, you know, gas heaters or whatever. So we can't do that. So, so we're kind of basically going to see how cold it gets this winter and adjust from there. So we don't have any upcoming shows at the moment planned out, but on the plus side is I had a meeting with the Arnold, as people hadn't known already since COVID hit and Arnold got shut down and they're just now starting to get back to it. They've decided to do away with the Kids and Teens Expo for the time being. So there's no Kids and Teens Expo for the foreseeable future, which is unfortunate because that's what we were in when we were at the Arnold. We was always at the Kids and Teens Expo. So as soon as I heard that, you know, I was immediately concerned, like, well, that sucks, you know, we just lost the Arnold, you know, what are we going to do now, you know, about that kind of thing. And so, you know, I raised some concerns, but then, you know, on the other hand, I was also grateful because we actually had the opportunity and we've done something that no other wrestling promotion's ever done. So you know, so I was, you know, grateful that we had the chance. And then I was just like, well, that sucks, you know. But oddly enough, the guy that's creating the Arnold, you know, is working on it and booking everything, reached out to me and sent me an email and asked me if I'd heard about the Kids and Teens Expo being, you know, disbanded for now until future date. They said they might bring it back when things are done and, you know, cleared up and over and they can, you know, get their feet, you know, footing back and get things rolling. But as for right now, there's no plans for it. And he said that, that he had one person on the list from the Kids and Teens Expo that he wanted to discuss coming over to the main convention, the actual Arnold Sports Festival, and that was us and New Ohio Wrestling. So I had a meeting with him this past Tuesday and we went over things like you know, that they were interested in bringing us over to the main sports festival and being a part of the whole big event at the convention center. And they were interested in that, but they needed to know if they could find space for us, because at the Kids and Teens Expo, we took a big amount of space up. And because, you know, we had the ring, we had the chairs, we had tables, we had to have our locker room, you know, so it took up a lot of space. And that's, they said that was the only thing that they were concerned about, because with the people from that had booked their, you know, stuff with COVID and all that, they had already claimed half of the floor of the entire convention center. So half of the floor is already filled before they even started. So, you know, we came up with an idea of probably, because our ring is 18 by 18. So I told him if we had a minimum, like the absolute minimum of 25 by 25, we could make it work. That would give us, you know, 18 feet for the ring, a couple feet around the ring for, you know, the wrestlers to get out of the ring, in and out, whatever. And then some space for like a table, you know, for our announcers or whatever, our cameras. And then we just wouldn't have chairs, you know, if people wanted to watch, they'll just have to stand, you know, just like the rest of the convention. So we went with that. And then he said he could also get us a room for a locker room. And so he said he wanted to, you know, make it happen. He was going to go back to the drawing board and see if he could carve out a space for us. And we're supposed to have a meeting. Well, you'll be hearing this Monday, tomorrow. So we'll be having a meeting this Tuesday, you know, the next day, to see if he was able to carve that space out for us. And if so, then our event was 2 days at the Kids and Teens Expo. It'll immediately change to 3 days. So instead of a 16-hour weekend, it'll be a 24-hour weekend for New Ohio Wrestling at the Arnold's. And, you know, like I said, so it's going to be a challenge, but we're definitely up for the challenge. You know, luckily we've had a couple years to practice the 16-hour weekend. So, you know, there's just going to be a few adjustments, some additions, and we may change things up a little bit. But, yeah, so we're hoping Tuesday comes out good, and we're definitely looking forward to it. So fingers crossed that they come back with good news, and we can announce, you know, on next podcast that we are definitely going to be at the 2022 Arnold Sports Festival now, and no longer the long drawn out Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo, which I love dearly. I thought the Kids and Teens Expo was fantastic. I had nothing but great times there. So, so we'll see, you know, so it could be a new chapter with the New Ohio Wrestling and the Arnold Sports Festival.
Well, first of all, you kind of scared me when you said they were putting the Kids and Teens Expo on hold. It's like, uh-oh,
Right. Well, when I got that email, that was what I said. I was like, ah, crap, you gotta be kidding me. But I mean, I totally get it. You know, they took a big hit when COVID came through and they took a big loss and, you know, they got to recoup. They're a business just like anything else. So, you know, they got to recoup as well. So I got it when they said it, you know.
But on the flip side of the coin, being on that much of a, I consider a grander stage,
mm-hmm.
is hopefully will come to pass, because that would just be awesome. You're going to get national exposure.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then the fact that he told me that out of the whole entire Kids and Teens Expo, he was one of the, or we were one of the people that he wanted to talk to, you know, was, you know, basically it humbled me and made me realize that all the hard work is, you know, people's, you know, that's opening eyes, you know, people are taking notice, and, you know, that the, all the hard work and the arguing with me and Terry and the discussions with everybody else has all been worth it, you know, because like you said, it's going to be on a different level now. I mean, which the Kids and Teens Expo was great. You know, Arnold came to ringside. It made national news. You know, we couldn't ask for anything more, but yeah, this just kind of, like you said, it takes it up to the next notch to where, you know, we got to bring, well, you know, bring it all. And so, you know, we're prepared to do that. You know, like I said, we got Big Dirty now. She's new and updated. We got new ring canvases, new ring aprons, you know, and we're going to do more adjustments and stuff to make it, you know, make the presentation of New Ohio Wrestling look as good as possible. Right. On that big of a stage, you know, you got to go big or go home, as they say. So, yeah, you know, like I said, hopefully we get good news on this meeting that I got coming up Tuesday. And I can make an exciting announcement and we take it to that next step.
Well, I'm going to keep my fingers and toes crossed for this one, because that, like I said, that would just be a huge feather in your cap. And you also got to remember that for wrestling fans out there, a lot of WWE stars go to this event.
Yep.
And how cool would it be for them to see New Ohio Wrestling? I mean,
oh yeah.
Think about it. I mean, how would you feel if you're somebody locally, you're wrestling, and there's just for an example, Alexa Bliss standing in the audience watching you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or even a scout, you know, somebody like one of their talent scouts from a different, like AEW or WWE or Impact or, you know, right. anybody. You just never know. You just need that one person to see you doing the right thing at the right time to open up that door. That's all, you know. That's all it takes. And yeah, you know, like I said, you know, as we both know, you know, Triple H frequents the Arnold every year. You know, he's there almost all the time. And he's been inducted into the Arnold Sports Festival Hall of Fame even. So, you know, so you just never know who could be there at that main festival.
Exactly. I mean, and like I said, I throw that out to the local talent. I mean, mm-hmm. but you know, the local talent's got to be up to scratch if you're going to be on that type of stage.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like I said, if we get this deal and every local talent and within a 2-hour drive doesn't reach out to me, they're crazy. You know what I mean? And they just don't, you know, which I know there's different levels, you know, some people just want to wrestle locally and, you know, do a show here and there every couple months. And, you know, some want to wrestle every weekend and some want to get to the, you know, to the main stages, you know, so, you know, make it a profession. So yeah, there's different levels I get, but yeah, if wrestlers aren't willing to take advantage of this opportunity, if it happens, then yeah, that's just nuts to me. I just don't understand it.
Well, you know, here's a prime example. Lady Frost.
Mm-hmm.
She has performed at the Arnold.
Yep.
Now look at her.
Yep. So is Queen Aminata.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've got both of these ladies they're in the top 150 on Pro Wrestling Illustrated female mm-hmm. wrestlers. I mean, yep. They did their time at the Arnold, I mean, with New Ohio Wrestling. So uh-huh. Look at, I mean, just for a bigger springboard than that, I mean, look at them.
All right. Yeah. Like I said, they've definitely put in the work, and it, not just at the Arnold, but many other, you know, companies and stuff as well. But, you know,
absolutely.
Yeah. But the Arnold, you know, definitely didn't hurt them any. We can just say that. But, yeah, so that's, you know, we're waiting on that meeting Tuesday. And, you know, like you said, fingers and toes crossed, we get the good news and the green light. Like I said, when I talked to him, he was real upbeat and he sounded really positive. And, and optimistic about it. And he, you know, just flat out told me that he really wants us there because he's, you know, and in his own words, he's like, man, people love that shit, you know? And I was like, yeah, they do, you know? So, you know, they really want us there. And like I said, I'm honored that they picked us out of the whole list of things happening at the Kids and Teens Expo, that we were one, the ones that they wanted to transfer basically to the sports festival.
Right.
So, you know, we'll see, you know, how Tuesday goes, and hopefully I'll be back next week with some good news.
Well, let's hope so, because I mean, I'm excited about this. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, even me as a ring announcer, I get a little exposure, not that it'll go my very far.
But, oh yeah, there you go.
But this is really exciting, dude. I mean,
oh, yeah.
And why you didn't tell me before, I have to slap you upside the head for
it. I'm trying not to jinx myself, but I figured, heck with it. You know, and then, like I said, if they don't have the space, like I said, the sports festival's huge. I get it, you know,
right.
And, you know, just like, you know, who's, you know, little old New Ohio Wrestling in Columbus, Ohio, you know, we're just a independent promoter, you know, wrestling promotion, just trying to make it, you know? So if we get that break and get to do it, then, you know, we're going to take the ball and run with it. But if we don't, you know, hey, I understand, you know, maybe next year, you know, one of those kind of things.
Well, so, like you said, fingers crossed. I mean, really, I'm going to be sending out good juju for you, dude.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Like I said, he seemed real optimistic, and he said he wanted us there, and he said he's excited, you know, to see what we do with it and all that. So I'm hoping, you know, like I said, it's all a matter of, you know, they only got so much space that they can use. And, you know, we take up a lot of space. You know, it's not just like a little 6x6 vendor booth, you know what I mean? It's like, so yeah, it just depends on if he can find us a space and they want us bad enough.
Oh, it's, you know, I can't say any more about it. I'll just keep repeating myself, but this is
exciting. Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. We're looking forward to like the answer either way. So we'll definitely keep people updated.
So what else, anything else going on? I mean, that's a lot. That's some huge news. I mean,
oh yeah. That's just a bunch of craziness, you know, like I said, and I'm currently not working because I'm on lifting restrictions, and that's a good thing about haunting is you don't lift nothing really, you know, so, and even when you're just a consultant and a designer and basically the lead guy on building a haunt, like the Obetz haunt, you have a fantastic crew of builders doing the work for you. You know, I literally don't lift anything when I do haunting, you know? So,
well, let me ask you this, since this is going to be a continuing partnership, it looks like, with you guys,
mm-hmm.
with you and Fortress Obetz or the city of Obetz. I didn't want to lose my train of thought. The concept you emailed me about, that you want me to embellish on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still going to go with that kind of concept next year? That's why I didn't say what it was. It just,
yeah,
the concept we discussed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of still the plan and all that. So,
okay. I'm going to work on it.
Okay.
Throw in my input on it. I mean, I'll break it out into a different sheet and I'll throw in my notes and where I think we could add or take stuff away. And
okay. Yeah.
I like the concept.
Mm-hmm.
And it really gives you an opportunity to do a lot or a little, depending on which way you want to go.
Right.
Fit the storyline. And it's also moldable to where you can change the storyline from year to year, especially since if they're going to be building, you can reroute everything. So nothing's ever the same.
Right. Yeah. 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 So that's kind of, like I said, in the backstory and all that. And that was basically, I just researched the history of Obetz and kind of threw, you know, twisted it into a haunt story. So, we're going to kind of keep it that way. And for now, and like I said, nothing's ever, you know, 100% solid. So if we want to change something, that's always an option too. So, you know, but they're open to us taking the ball. They basically said that they just want to hand the haunted house portion to us and let us do what we do. And I was like, okay, like we'll do it, you know.
You're very fortunate in that respect, because you've got a backer that can spend a little bit of money.
Yeah, Yeah, they've already said that they're not afraid to spend a couple bucks. You know they've expressed interest in going to HauntCon and Midwest Haunters Convention and having us go with them to kind of teach them a little bit more about the haunt industry. And I've explained to them that the haunt industry can be expensive and it's very time consuming, and that they were just because of their city, they have restrictions that they have to abide by. So that's why this year the haunts, we're trying to build it in 3 to 4 weeks. And then, I've explained to them, if you want a professional haunt, or if you want to go a little more further and a little more elaborate with your haunt, we're going to need, instead of 3 to 4 weeks, 3 to 4 months, it's going to take some time. And so they're understanding that concept and excuse me. And so, they're learning as we're going, and we're learning as they're going, Like I said, I don't know a lot of the city business part, which I work for the city of Columbus, right, which Obetz was a village of Obetz used to be a part of Columbus, but now Obetz has grown to where they're actually a city now as of October 1st. So I have, government experience and stuff on how things work. So I get it. But like I said, I'm learning that side, and they're going to learn the haunt side, and, we may end up at HauntCon, pricing out some props and some stuff. We may end up at, or I'm sorry, not HauntCon, but Transworld. Sorry about that. But we might end up at Transworld, pricing out some stuff. We might end up at the Midwest Haunters Convention so they can learn a little more about the haunt industry, and it could turn into an exciting thing.
And, I wouldn't be too surprised if some of these guys could look at stuff and figure out how to build it themselves.
Oh, yeah. If I'm for positive, they could. Like I said, their build team, I've been nothing but overly impressed with. So, if we bought a prop or two and they took it apart and, looked at it or whatever, I'm sure they could mimic it or learn how to build their own props, which would be even cooler because we could make one-of-a-kind designs, based around what we needed the base on, So, like I said, there's a lot of ideas, a lot of things on the table, a lot of things being discussed with people. So, like I said, if things, go the way they're going and keep moving forward, we're going to have some pretty interesting and exciting news that I think could actually open some eyes in the haunt world for sure.
That's excellent, man. I mean, again, you're very fortunate that you've got all this backing.
Yeah, like I said, we can't, be more blessed and humbled, like I said, with the things that's happening for the New Ohio Wrestling and the training center and, with the fair and the Arnold and all the other backing we have. And then with the haunt bit, industry and, people supporting this podcast and, you and I, and then, now the Obetz thing and Carnage being as open arms and graceful as they've been. So, I mean, yeah, I feel blessed and, humbled that these are, opportunities. It seems like just doors open for, just out of the blue. And I just say, yep, let's do it. And I step through, Yeah, that's, I don't know how to put it, I don't feel like I'm doing anything special, just doors open and, I step through. So I got to be doing something right, I guess.
Well, when a door opens, you need to step through, and you definitely did. So,
oh yeah.
It's been exciting for you this month.
Oh yeah.
I'll feed off some of that excitement to get me back up to my,
There you go. Hey, you're a big part of it. So you need to be excited. I'm going to keep you busy.
What else have we got to just anything else?
I think that's about it. As I said, just trying to get through. I'm getting tired. I'm getting wore out. And I'm at the Obetz haunt, and then I'm running over after that, and I'm going to Carnage and working Carnage I'm getting in like 17,000 plus steps a day. And this old man, I'm getting old. I'll be 50 next year. I'm starting to slow down. 50-year-old beat up wrestler's body. That's kind of tough.
I'll give you credit for that because I'm 56. So I'll be 57 soon enough.
Yeah.
I don't have a wrestler's body, but
you don't want one.
It's been through the mill itself in its own respect. So,
oh yeah. Yeah. So I got to get through one more week, and then I can take a few days, slow down and rest up and try to recover.
Oh yeah. Well, I remember those days.
Oh yeah. But I wouldn't want it any other way though. Like I said, if I could do wrestling and haunt for a permanent full-time job, I'd do it in a heartbeat and never complain.
Well, that's cool. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to say this, and where Donnie's going to say this, but happy Halloween to all of our listeners out there. You guys, we couldn't do this without you. You know, thanks for leaving feedback and keep the feedback coming. If there's something you want to hear, let us know. If there's something you don't care for, tell us that too. You know, we're here to take care of you. Again, have a happy Halloween. Hope you scare a lot of people. If you're working, and if you're not, if you're going to the haunts, I hope you get scared. I am Meat Hook Jim, and I'm going to turn it over to Donnie for his Halloween greeting.
Oh, yeah, just that same thing. Happy Halloween, everybody, and happy haunting to the haunters out there. I hope you guys are killing it. I hope the crowds are good and everything's going well. And you know, if you're getting action like I am, I've had a girl take a swing at me last night, and I had a little boy throw an ice pack at me last night. So I had a pretty successful evening. So, yeah, so if you guys can have that much success and even more, you know, hopefully you have more. So, yeah, happy Halloween, happy haunting, and you guys take care.
All right. For Donnie Hoover, I'm Meat Hook Jim. We are the Russell Horror Podcast, and hopefully we'll bring you good news next week.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.